From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Nuka, in today's edition. We will present to you some segments, beginning from news, or news from across the country, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we'll begin with the news. And stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on frequencies 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the National News. Director General of Resources Management and Equipment of Post and Informatics at the Ministry, Dr. Insinyur Ismail, remarked in Mandalika Circuit in Praia Central Lombok on Saturday that the radio frequency using the World Superbike at the Mandalika Circuit Central Lombok West Nusa Tenggara is safe for the race to proceed. The purpose of monitoring the radio frequency spectrum is securing the communication lines for organizers, broadcasters, camera sensors on racer motorbikes, video cameras on the circuit, and other devices that use such frequencies. In addition, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi has stressed at the Global Town Hall 2021 held virtually from Jakarta on Saturday that the need for increasing global COVID-19 vaccine productions in the short term. International cooperation in vaccine research and development must be intensified, including with the Gavi Alliance and Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness. Bureau Head of Communication, Public Information and Cooperation at the Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry Agung Pribadi said on Saturday that the Indonesian government is focusing on encouraging equitable access to environment-friendly electricity across the country. Electricity that is friendly to the environment and equitable is characterized by a capacity increase in clean energy-based power plants. Pribadi said that the electrification ratio reached 99.4% in the third quarter of 2021, with an additional capacity of 386 megawatt clean energy plants added during January to September this year. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs held the 2021 Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholars, or IACS, which was held virtually for the first time. The Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship Program, IACS, which starts from September 24 to November 14, 2021, involves 46 participants from 21 countries in the Asia-Pacific, Europe, and Africa region and collaborates with 6 art studios in 6 provinces in Indonesia. In his closing remarks in Padang, West Sumatra on Saturday, the Director General of Information and Public Diplomacy, the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Tengku Faizasyah, congratulated the participants and hoped that they would introduce Indonesian culture in their respective countries.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need to reiterate that the virtual Indonesian Art and Cultural Scholarships program of the Indonesian Foreign Ministry continue to reflect its missions. The program aims to enrich participants with a new set of skills, new friends from all over the world, and a new home in Indonesia. Know that you are part of our big family. Keep Indonesia near to your heart and send your stories wherever you are. It is my great pleasure to congratulate you all for completing the 2021 Virtual Indonesian Art and Cultural Scholarships.
Tengku Faizasyah added that this program is also a form of appreciation from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, which aims to maintain the presence of workers who are greatly affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. By utilizing technology during this pandemic, Indonesia can also continue to promote one of the national soft power assets, namely Indonesian arts and culture. Let's move on to the international news. Ski resorts in northern Italy are reopening for the winter season after prolonged shutdowns due to the COVID-19 pandemic, although a recent rise in infection is spreading worries over possible new restrictions. A COVID-19 health pass, which shows if someone has completed the vaccination cycle, has recently tested negative or recovered from the disease, is required to access ski lift along with face mask and social distancing rules. The number of migrants trying to force their way into Poland from Belarus fell again on Friday, November 19, after an apparent change in tack by Minsk that could help calm a crisis that has escalated into a major east-west confrontation. Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki visited Lithuania, Latvia and Estonia on Sunday to discuss the crisis, a government spokesman said on Saturday. The Polish border guard said on Twitter that there were 195 attempts to cross the frontier on Friday, down from 250 on Thursday and 501 the day before. The Warsaw warned that the migrant crisis was far from over. Dutch coronavirus demonstrator held fresh rallies on Saturday, November 20, a day after 51 people were arrested in an orgy of violence in Rotterdam that left two people in hospital with bullet wounds. The Netherlands went back into Western Europe's first partial lockdown of the winter last Saturday with at least 3 weeks of curbs and is now planning to ban unvaccinated people from entering some venues. Despite the violence a day earlier, around 300 protesters marched through the southern town of Breda near the Belgian border on Saturday, carrying banners with slogans such as No Lockdowns. Listener, that was the news.
President Joko Widodo chaired the cabinet plenary sessions on Wednesday, November 17. During the session, the president emphasized the importance of accelerating the realization of the state and regional revenue and expenditure budget. Each ministry, institution is asked to concentrate in accelerating it. The president also introduced the Minister of Home Affairs, Tito Karnavian, to pay attention to areas with low budget absorptions. During the cabinet meeting, the president asked his ministers to be aware of various global risks that might occur in the future. Global economic development needs to be considered in order to maintain national economic growth. In addition, the president also highlighted the phenomenon of the commodity supercycle. He feels that this phenomenon also needs to be watched out, especially since Indonesia's leading export commodities are currently soaring high. President Joko Widodo said, The challenge in 2022 due to the COVID-19 pandemic lies in the potential for the pandemic to continue and the world economic slowdown. Because of this, he requested that the 2022 state budget should be able to become the main instrument in driving growth of the national economy. According to the president, sharpening and efficient spending needs to be done. Unnecessary spending budgets can be transferred to the productive budget, and the budget is expected to be realized in January 2022. Meanwhile, regarding investment, President Joko Widodo reminded to continue overseeing and encouraging the realization of investment commitments. According to him, investment is one aspect that has a major contribution to gross domestic products. The president reiterated the investment commitment between the Indonesian government and the government of Dubai, United Arab Emirates, must continue to be guarded so that it can be realized as soon as possible. In addition, the head of state also mentioned the investment commitment in the energy sector and green economy between the Indonesian government and the UK worth $9.29 billion, which needs to be continuously encouraged. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo said that the development of a green economy and new and renewable energy must be a shared commitment to ensure that the investment in these sectors can run. I'll start today in history with November 21, 1997, when the WFF World Forum for Fishing and Fisheries Workers is formed. At a meeting in New Delhi, India, on November 21, 1997, the WFF World Forum on Fishing and Fishery Workers was formed. The meeting participants agreed to make the date as the date of commemoration of the World Fisheries Day. Since then, small and medium-scale fishermen have gathered annually in various places around the world to commemorate it and highlight the urgent need to protect fishery resources. Moving on to November 21, 1996, when the first World Television Forum is held, the United Nations General Assembly on December 17, 1996 proclaimed November 21 as the World Television Day to commemorate the date on which the first World Television Forum was held earlier that year. The many influences caused by television broadcasting is also one of the reasons why the United Nations later established World Television Day. With the commemoration of World Television Day, it is hoped that it can avoid the negative impact caused by television. I'll end today in history with November 21, 2014, when the National Fish Day is celebrated for the first time. National Fish Day, which is celebrated every November 21st, was established by President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono on January 24, 2014, through Presidential Decree of the Republic of Indonesia, No. 3 of 2014, concerning National Fish Day. This celebration was made to increase the awareness of the Indonesian people about the importance of fish as food that contains high-quality protein. In addition, the stipulation of National Fisheries Day is also carried out as a reminder that Indonesia has fishery potential that needs to be utilized optimally, but still has the principles of nature conservation. Listening in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listener, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from M.S. Srinivasaraju in India. Hello, sir. Thank you for spending your time to listen to Voice of Indonesia's broadcast. Special for you and also other Voice listeners in India, here is a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Tersirat dalam angan tuk tak pernah terjadi pertemuan manis itu.
Kini rasaku pun berubah. ucap, jelas aku tak ingin lagi melihatmu. Kini semua terlalu pekat untuk dikenang dalam angan. Lama coba berjalan, nyata tak satu tujuan. Janji-janji bersama menghilang seketika. Lama coba bertahan, benar aku masih cinta, namun bukan begini adanya. Biarlah usai. Tak satu tujuan, janji-janji bersama menghilang seketika. Lama coba bertahan, benar aku masih cinta, namun bukan begini adanya. Biarlah. Jalanku, ku pun kan terus melaju. Ku lepaskan, tak bertahan. Walau lupa tetap nyata.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequencies 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Today's edition, we will give an information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Minister of Youth and Sports Zainuddin Amali said that West Java province was one of the areas prioritizing the great design of national sports. According to him, it was one of President Joko Widodo's commitment to advance national sports. Minister Zainuddin Amali in Bandung, West Java, Tuesday said the West Java region has been proven to produce a variety of potential athletes in various sports. As in the National Sports Week or PON, which was held in October, it was the number one medal winner. He explained that the target of the great design of national sports is to improve sports culture in the community. In addition, it is also targeted to help the goal of developing healthy, strong and superior human resources. According to the minister, the government's efforts are also expected to increase productivity to improve the achievement of athletes both at the regional and international level. To achieve it, he said, requires collaboration of all parties from the regional government to the central government. In addition, the minister also wants the sports industry in the country to be able to compete in the international market. According to him, the current domestic sports industry has not been worked on seriously so that not many products can be marketed or to compete internationally. Meanwhile, Deputy Governor of West Java, Uu Ruzanul Ulum, said the great design of national sports in West Java's dream to be supported by a legal umbrella to innovate towards a better national sports. According to him, the West Java provincial's government is indeed focused on sport by preparing coaching from upstream to downstream.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now, we will reply to an email from Kalab Abbas in Pakistan, who is concerned about climate change in the world. Yes, sir, I agree with your opinion. Climate change increased the risk of extreme heat for exposed and vulnerable population. Climate crisis also harms our health. So take care and protect our earth. Thank you very much for your concern. Well, here is a beautiful song for you.
Maukah lagi kau mengulang ragu dan sendu yang lama? Dia yang dulu pernah bersamamu memahat kecewa. Atau kau inginkan yang baru, sungguh menyayangimu. Aku ingin jadi milikku, bersamaku mulai hari ini hilang ruang untuk cinta yang lain.
Separuh jalan pernah dilewati, meski ada kecewa. Yang dulu tak begitu lagi, takkan ku ulangi. Jangan dulu engkau berpaling, beri ku kesempatan. Oh, aku ingin dirimu tetap jadi samaku mulai hari baru, hilang ruang untuk cinta yang lain.
Lupakan dia, pergi denganku.
Lupakanlah ragu denganku.
Aku ingin dirimu
tetap jadi milikku.
That was the second song, and you are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequencies 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment we will present to you Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom. Kue pancong or pancong cake is a typical Jakarta snack. Pancong cake is quite popular among Betawi people, the indigenous inhabitants of Jakarta. Its semi-circular shape is the hallmark of pancong cake, obtained from an aluminum mold into which the pastry is poured. Pancong cake has a thickness of about 2 cm. The inside of the cake is white and soft, while the surface of the skin is brownish. In other areas in Indonesia, there is also pancong cake, but with a different name. Kue pancong can be said to be a very legendary cake because it is very popular, especially in the 80s and 90s. The cake, made from glutinous rice flour combined with coconut, has a distinctive taste. Pancong cake, which was originally only sprinkled with sugar, has now changed with the times. It is added with various toppings like chocolate, cheese, and peanut. When enjoying this pancong cake, you can feel the sweet and savory taste because of the combination of grated coconut and sugar in its main ingredients. To make simple kue pancong or pancong cake is not too difficult and expensive too. The ingredients that need to be prepared are rice flour, wheat flour, coconut milk, grated coconut, pandan leaves, salt, and sugar as the topping. The first step in cooking pancong cake is steaming the grated coconut with pandan leaves for 5 minutes. The goal is to prevent the grated coconut from easily going stale. Then combine the mixtures of rice flour, wheat flour, salt, and grated coconut. Stir until it's smooth. After adding coconut milk little by little, then let stand for 15 minutes. Then heat the mold that has been smeared with margarine, then pour the pastry into it. Once cooked, sprinkle the toppings as desired. Pancong cake will be more delicious when accompanied by a cup of hot tea or coffee.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now I would like to say hello to Urbi Islam, Julie Sarmile, Salina Akhtar, Yara Ahmed, Vabna Khatun, Omone Ahmed, Badrun Nessa Busra Payel, Ahmed Pilu, and also members of Voice of Indonesia's Listeners Club in Bangladesh. Hi! Thank you for the New Year's greeting. And here is a beautiful song for you and VOI Listeners Club in Bangladesh. To the third song, and for the next segment, of course, we'll present to you Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
A team of Gajah Mada University, UGM Yogyakarta won a silver medal in the International Genetically Engineered Machine or iGEM competition 2021. The competition took place from 4 to 14 November 2021 online in Paris. iGEM competition is an international synthetic biology competition organized by the iGEM Foundation based in Boston, United States. This competition is for students and companies from various countries in the world. This year's competition was followed by 352 teams from more than 40 countries. More than 6,000 people from various countries around the world took part in the peak of the competition, namely the iGEM Giant Jamboree, which was held in Paris, France, and attended by all teams online. At the iGEM Giant Jamboree, there was an exhibition of projects from each participating team, including the iGEM UGM Indonesia team. The UGM team won a silver medal in the environmental track by carrying their research project titled Alveola, a cyanide regulating system for gold bioleaching and waste treatment towards sustainable non-mercury gold processing. The team consisted of 12 students from various scientific backgrounds, such as faculties of biology, agriculture, medicine, public health and nursing, engineering, pharmacy, economic and business, and mathematics and natural sciences. UGM iGEM team leader Yusti Kasari said that this team was the first team from UGM and the achievement were a result of hard work and long process from the team that had been initiated since 2019. In addition, there was also support from supervisors, faculties, as well as universities and experts. It was guided by lecturers and alumni from various fields as representative of multidisciplinary science with the main supervisor Dr. Yekti Asih Purwastri from the Faculty of Biology. Dr. Yekti Asih said the achievement were the result of the hard work of the team and supervisors from several faculties within UGM. It shows that the spirit of collaboration between various disciplines is a force that must be developed in the future. She hopes that this achievement will inspire them to collaborate and take advantage of the diversity of knowledge at UGM to develop synthetic biology to help answer the nation's various problems.
Kini semua kau Andai saja kita tak bertemu, takkan ada rasa cintaku padamu. Bila saja rasa cinta itu dapat kembali lagi seperti dulu. Andai saja kita tak bertemu, takkan terulang lagi cinta padamu. Bila memang kau tak cinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of Voice of Indonesia. Today I will present to you a song by Rio Febrian. Rio Febrian is a singer who started his career in the Indonesian music industry by winning the Asia Bagus Talent Search event in 1999. In 2001, he released his first album entitled Rio Febrian and managed to steal the attention of listeners through the song Bukan Untukku. On November 1st this year, he released a new single entitled Merindumu. The song, whose music and lyrics were composed by Rio himself, was created in 2004. Merindumu describes the feeling of someone missing his ex-lover. The song can make the listener feel a deep longing for someone. Well, listener, here is the song Merindumu by Rio Febrian.
Cinta di hati yang menyelimuti diri. Sentuhan bibirmu
manismu takkan lagi satu di dalam dirimu. Jangan lupakan diriku, jadikan ku kisah manis dalam hidupmu. Kau kekasihku.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Kau goreskan warna baru dalam lembaran hidupmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah, come on, why is the low? And me, my bro, and Bozi, W.
Of Indonesia.
Saat ku membuka mata ini, ku melihat cerahnya mentari, pertanda harapan masih ada.
Ini
Listener, thank you for listening to our English programs on Voice of Indonesia through shortwaves on frequencies 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestions and criticism through Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or our Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. Also, you can send your email to voi@voinews.id.